Dr. Wesson.
Staff had advertised several versions of the seasons that we had talked about in the July meeting, and the intentions were that we would have a public hearing in August. It got canceled. And at that August meeting, we were also asked for public hearings on setting a season or a quota or something for the James River Seed. And for now that we've missed that meeting, we have to do an emergency on the latter. So I think for clarity, it'd be best for us to talk about the seasons as if for that public hearing, and then after we settle the seasons, then talk about the emergency, if that's
all right. Right, sir.
We advertised various choices for seasons. We had a SMAC meeting in August, and the meeting actually went very well. And these are the seasons that we came up and agreed on. There were some minor changes the committee did. They asked that the hand scrape season in the James be relooked at in December once we've had the fall stock assessment and we know how well they're doing with the catches to see if that could be extended an extra month. And then they moved the York River season back till March. Staff, and that's all they took up, even though we talked about some other things, and staff added from the comments that we got on the phone a season for the Greatville Comico and Blackberry that was a little bit different than we had advertised from December and January, because that's what most people have been asking for. So that's where we are on the seasons. Haven't had a lot of comments from anybody, pro or con, so we assume it was okay with most people. Did get one blue sheet in your briefing that came in just this week on asking for Seaside to be October 1st, but most of the comments we've had from the people on Seaside was that they wanted to be able to crab for October and harvest in November, so I think that's not the norm. We also had the discussion in SMAC about the bushel limit. Staff had recommended 8 because we know there's not as many orchards out there this year as been in previous years, and it was 10 last year, so we were asking for a decline, and their compromise on that was to stay with 10 but to lower the boat limit down to 30, so there couldn't be any more than 30 per boat. Don't really think that's going to have a tremendous impact, because the norm in the industry right now is that most people are going to more boats with less people, because that's the way they're most efficient in catching their harvest. But the bushel limits, as we have everything else covered with season limits and everything, just makes the season get over a little bit earlier. That doesn't really is not really one of the big controlling factors. It's more for the economics of the situation.
So, okay.
Any questions on it? That's what public hearing will be on.
All right, that's good. Let's take the seasons first.
Public hearing.
Yes, absolutely. Anyone in the public wish to be heard on the seasons? Seems like there's consensus on there. Sir? Yes, sir. Can you state your name for the record, please, sir?
My name is John Forrest. I live on Gwynn's Island, Virginia.
Mr. Forrest, good to have you here.
I'm within a mile of several important oyster reefs and beds in the Pyeongtaek River, and I would like to see the Pyeongtaek River open to hand-tonging in the fall. They've been using it as a seed area for years, but their market-size oysters in Pyeongtaek River have been forever. They don't use the entire Pyeongtaek River for seed production. They take the oysters when they do use it for
seed can't. Production. They said they can't hear you. Can you speak up, please?
Yes. Okay. Where's the volume switch?
No, you can just bring the microphone up a little bit closer to you. You'll be fine. No, just pull it up. There you go.
Okay, let's try again. this is about the Pyeongtaek River. It's currently used as a seed production area. They take the oysters in the spring and haul them way up the Rappahannock River, 50 or 60 miles from where I live. But they're in 3 miles maximum from my house. I can go harvest them cheaply and easily. There's market-sized oysters that they're using as seed oysters. So I'd like to see the Pyeongtaek River opened for normal shaft tonging or hand tonging operations again.
Thank you, Mr. Forrest. Dr. Weston, you got a comment on that?
He is absolutely correct. This is a seed river. It's a state seed river for us, and it's, you know, we've been doing very well there with the management strategy that we've had of having some areas closed, some areas used every year for taking seed. And I mean, those large orchards are the ones that we're depending on, and that's the one that you would kind of zero in on if you were a hand tonger. So staff would prefer to keep it as a seed river. Feel like it's the best use for the entire industry.
That was not advertised anyway, was it?
No.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else on the seasons? Mr. Smith. Yes, sir.
Oh, I hadn't planned on speaking on this. I was in agreement with the seasons, but what's been brought up about the Pianca tank? They are marketable oysters on the Pianca tank river, and they've been taking them up in the spring, and I myself have not done it. I've gone down there and seen the oysters that have come out, and I hear the oystermen that are talking about it, and they, too, are talking about they feel as though that's oysters that are going up, being put out on the beds, that they could have caught that winter and made money off of. I also know this, that those oysters are going upriver. They're being planted, and those oysters are being worked within just a few months instead of like it would have been ordinarily a year if they were soup oysters, or 2 years if it was seed oysters. But they're going back later, and the people that are buying these oysters are getting those market oysters out of them in a relatively short time instead of it just being seed. So I think there's some merit to the gentleman's request.
Thank you. Further comment? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission to vote on the regulation pertaining to the oyster seasons.
I guess I let me just...
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just making a comment on the Pianca tank issue. Since that's not on the was not advertised, we really can't.
It would have to be an emergency regulation. I'll defer to council, but I'm very, very conservative
I'm
as far as they're concerned.
I'm agreeing with you on that, but I trust that the Shellfish Management Advisory Committee can take this up for the future season.
You trust absolutely correct as chair.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'll take it.
Okay. You got it. Further comment, I'm sorry, before I didn't mean to preempt. Any further comment on the seasons? As chair will entertain a motion.
I'll move the seasons as recommended by staff.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Palmer. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Jim? We may as well.
The bushel limit is per man was what?
Staff recommendation was 8.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. Did you up it to 10?
Question on this.
Yes, sir. Mr. Fox.
Do we have to do anything because it's already 10?
No, I guess we really don't. We made a few little tweaks on the wording of it since it was open to make it better for law enforcement. But
there are a few tweaks, I'll move it with the tweaks.
Per staff recommendation. Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion with the tweaks. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. I'm sorry.
We didn't have a pull to public hearing.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. But considering we're having tweaks, Mr. Smith.
Come up and tweak it.
Let's hear your the comment to the tweak.
I will get shot down, right. But I can't.
Yeah, help. Well.
There yes, is sir. A tweak in there because it was no more than 30 bushels to the boat. Some boats were working with 4 head on it, bringing 40 in, and this was 30. But staff was their original recommendation was 8. I just thought to put that there to you. How about making it 24 bushels to the boat? And you can't, I mean, just 24 bushels to the boat. Doesn't make any difference if you got 2 men or 3 men or 4 men or whatever it is. If it was 3 men, you got 24 bushels.
Who
gets the 8?
Who gets the ticket?
And then if it's 2 men on the boat, at least they got
who gets the summons?
The captain of the boat.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Yeah, but the if it was 2 men on the boat and you got 24, that actually gives the waterman a chance to make a pretty decent living, I tell you. Staff would get there, think they're 8 with 3.
Okay, Jim, what's the hook?
I guess I don't understand. We're talking about 24 per boat?
24 bushels per boat.
Even if you have one person?
Uh-huh.
No more than 12 per man.
No, I mean, I'd be much more comfortable with 8 because of the less stocks. I'm willing to go with 10. I'm going with the 10.
Okay. Call the question.
Questions be called. All in favor of the motion? It's 10 per person.
30 per vote.
30 per vote. All in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Good try, Ken. Got to give it to you. What's next, Jim?
Okay, next is in July, I brought up the concerns that we have about Maryland wanting to come and buy James River seed. And it's something that we've really not seen before. It's being fueled by the fact that there's some monies available in the Maryland Department of Natural Resources that they give the county associations to do what they want with it. Mm-hmm. There's no shell up there. There's no seed up there. And then there's this other activity that's going on in Maryland where they're trying to catch up to us on having an aquaculture program in private grounds. And they are providing grants where they'll give you $10 and you only got to pay back 4 after you've done your restoration, which makes the risk for moving seed, even though it's a very big risk. I mean, VIMS has been recommending not to take seed out of the James River and move it to anywhere else with a higher salinity for years. That thing has not changed.
As long as I've been here.
And Maryland does have a policy on the book that they're not supposed to allow diseased seed into the state, but they're, for some reason, they're waiving it right now because these seeds all are diseased. And so both staff here and at VIMS is concerned that just a wide open seed fishery in the spring, since we don't know what will happen, could be a problem. So our council has told us that we can't just say, Maryland, you can't have any, and Virginia does. So that's our choices are that we either have to do some sort of season difference or a quota. We were prepared in August to advertise for a shorter season because when we look at the mandatory reporting, we don't see any harvest in the fall hardly. It's 3,000 bushels per year is the most we've seen in the past 3 years for seed harvest in the fall. So we didn't feel like it was a big issue, but we had the SMAC meeting last week, and it turned out that the industry thought that it was a big industry, that they contended that a lot of seed was needed in the fall. And I don't, either they're not reporting or something has changed this year. So they were more comfortable with going to a quota, and staff has suggested a 10,000 bushel per month quota since they had only reported 3,000 for the entire fall. They weren't comfortable with that, and the 10,000 per month was a way to discourage.
They didn't report but 3,000 bushel?
Only 3,000 bushels have been reported from the James River in the fall for the past 3 years.
But we were considering 10,000 bushel quota?
Well, that's what we offered up.
Okay.
They actually want. We suggested 10,000 because that would discourage Maryland gearing up to do that activity. If they can only take 10,000, they got to stop. 10,000 to stop. But the industry came back with a counter of 40,000 bushels for the fall as a quota, which means that Maryland could come down and take 40,000 in the first month and be done. And unfortunately, we just don't know. They also recommended that the entire...
Don't know what?
We don't know what the interest is going to be at this
okay.
point.
Okay.
The entire year's quota that we have down now is 120,000 bushels for the entire season. And that seems high, but since we're only talking about 40,000 in the first 3 months, that'll give us the 3 months to do the stock assessment, and we can come back in January, and we could readjust that if we thought 120,000 was too much. We are instituting, if we go with this quota, we'll have monthly reports that they'll have to do for us, and there'll be a daily call-in that we've got all set up if they want to do seed oysters. So we'll be able to monitor the quota as we go. But I think I was starting to get a little bit in focus on the seed issue in Maryland, but now with this freshet, I don't know which way that's going to make them go, whether that's going to make them more conservative because they've seen losses from sediment and fresh water, or that'll make them more interested in getting seed because things that they've invested in are now gone, and they may be even more interested in seed. So
maybe I'm missing something, but I see this as very, very much of at least a two-prong argument. Before you get to point A, or point B, you got to get to point A, or skip past point A, and that is, how many seed oysters can the James River sustain being taken out of it? Well, I want to be good to Maryland. I want to help them the best I can, but I do not want to kill the goose that laid the golden egg, and all of a sudden, for a short duration and a positive income, we've shot ourselves in the foot while aiming.
Yeah.
That's my concern.
I mean, that's absolutely, and this is a standing document. Is relatively stable up there, and we're at a high point. But the other part of it is that the lower James River depends on the spat from the upper James River, and we're actually on a steady increase of the lower James River. So it is both VIMS and staff here have concerns, but, you know, I think we can certainly live with 40,000 to find out in the 4 months. But it is a risk because Maryland could take all that.
You know, I'd get Mr. Fox just a second. I'm really leery of taking risks on such a fragile fishery. I'll just leave it at that. And I guess as I get older, I get more leery and more conservative and more fretful over risky fisheries. Maybe
only
it's just
would be
gun shy.
Is that they got it before we did. Because our industry is not interested in working in the fall. So when we do the stock assessment, we say it ought to only be 80. It means that instead of having the 80 in the spring when everybody could get it, mm-hmm. there'll only be 40 left for Virginia, and they'll have to be fighting over with Maryland at that time. So,
okay. Mr. Fox, Chairman of the Shellfish Committee.
At the Shellfish Management Advisory Committee, we discussed just this point. And first of all, the 120,000 includes seed that will be taken from the seed beds in the James and put on ground in the James,
okay.
as well as
okay.
as other places in Virginia,
right.
as well as Maryland, but we specifically regarding whether the 40,000 is going to hurt the population, we specifically asked VIMS, who was represented by Dr. Mann, just that issue. And maybe Roger would want to talk at this moment.
Dr. Mann? I'd rather hear it direct than hearsay. Right, Counselor?
Thank you, sir. I'm Roger Mann. We did have quite a spirited discussion on this at the Shellfish Management Advisory Committee, but I would, before I get to that, I'd like to again compliment the members of the committee at the August meeting when we were discussing the debate over the seasons. We had a very cordial meeting, very focused. And, in fact, I think even this meeting, the last one that we had here, was, again, very focused. And I'd like to compliment the members of the committee, even though they have very diverse opinions on focusing, generally being very civil and getting to an end point.
Generally.
With respect to this issue, the problem here is that you have several different problems that you're trying to address by one answer. And the problem is that the problems themselves are so incompatible that what you're doing is that you're making at best a sort of a mediocre decision on each. And if you'll let me go through them, the first problem that you have is that what do we do with our colleagues in Maryland? Well, again, the council can correct me as everyone else can. We can't put up a ban on moving things out of the state. So you sit there and the Dark Lord is sitting on the north side of the border at the moment, and you really have no idea whether or not they're going to come and buy a lot of seed, and if so, are they going to usurp the resource if you put just a single quota on it. There were also these debates about, well, what else do you use the seed for in the fall, which is not the traditional period when Maryland goes fishing? And as Dr. Wesson said, well, the report should tell us that. And what emerged from the discussion was a sort of a murky debate about underreporting. And if there was good reporting, then we'd have some good numbers. And you know what? There isn't good reporting, so we're back to arm waving. There are two other places in Virginia in the fall where seed go to, not including Maryland. One of them is within the James, in which case they stay in the system, so they don't count on the debit. And they go somewhere else in Virginia, and we don't know too much about that because that's underreported. So let's make a good guesstimate. And we went around the room, and we came up with one number. Then we asked, well, how much do we traditionally use in the spring? How much do we leave to left over? And can we add these two numbers together and get a good idea about what goes out each year? And that number went up and down as well. And then you have this huge variable that you put on top of this for what goes out into Maryland, and is that going to make a mess of things? These are three completely different questions. Temporally, they normally don't match up because there's a little movement in the fall, and then there's a lot of movement in the spring. And if the people from Maryland turn up with lots of gold dollars all on the first day of the season, that's going to make a complete mess of everything. And so here you are trying to proverbially stick together a regulation that will address a problem with Maryland that we don't know how big it's going to be, movement within the James for which we have completely imperfect records, and some traditional movement in the spring for which we have better records, and then underlying that you have a stock assessment. I can tell you something about the stock assessment, but the other three are problematic. The other one is that, and there was suggestion within this as well, that because there is little regulatory oversight of this in terms of acts from the General Assembly, one question was, well, can we in fact go talk to other members of the General Assembly as individuals and maybe enact some regulation that will try to control these various disparities? Well, you know what? We can do that as individuals. It can be done maybe this year. So when we come back a year from now, we won't be dealing with the same problem. That makes a fifth problem, which is you're dealing with a one-year problem here potentially. So what you see before you is a mishmash that tries to address all of those. First one, can we take 40,000 bushels of seed out of this river between now and Christmas without it collapsing? I think in general, and Jim would agree with me, we can probably do that. And this is based upon many years of doing stock assessment out there. I think we're probably in reasonably good shape for that. And at least for those individuals who wish to become involved in a trade that harvests seed and then sells it to Maryland or moves it within the James or sells it within Virginia, that would be an economic incentive, and that's fine. Would I like to see this as a continuing issue for 5, 10, 15 years? I'd be a little more leery about that. At the moment, our stocks are in pretty good shape, and a removal of 40,000 doesn't pull the rug out from under the table. However, I qualify that by saying that please don't come back and ask me to say that you want to do this next year and the year and the year after.
I'm not saying I want to do it this year.
But at this point in time, I'm reasonably comfortable with that. I think the fact also that you have a stock assessment that we're going to start in a couple of weeks, which will allow us to focus on this, will allow us to come back at Christmas and give you a good estimate as to what we think is still there and potentially adjust the 120,000 number down. We can do that. I think by then we will have some better information about whether or not the interest from Maryland is high and or continuing. I think also the fact that we have perhaps by default here instigated a better reporting will be very useful to us in terms of trying to work out how much is used within the James and how much is moved outside. And all in all, I think we can deal with this for 1 year without this being catastrophic. So I think this is a compromise where everyone has a slight level of discomfort about it, but I think it does allow some opportunity for individuals who wish to participate in a seed fishery with sale to the state to the north during the fall.
Sale to anyone.
To anyone.
Questions of Dr. Mann. What, did you describe Maryland as the Dark Lord?
Yeah, I think the North.
To the North.
After today, I've got you. Yeah, anyway. Questions of Dr. Mann. Mr. Tankard.
So we start doing this today. But you said years into the future, it doesn't seem like a very good idea.
Well, the question becomes when you have a reasonably good population out there, how much can you take out now and how much can you take out on a continuing basis? The graphs that Jim showed you is that this stock has been pretty stable, if not going up, for a few years. Taking 40,000 of seed out of it at this point in time, I would be very surprised if it had a terrible detrimental effect. But if you continue to do it year after year after year, then I'm going to be a good deal more worried about it.
Further questions? Mr. Plumley?
Well, in setting the quota, I'm a little concerned also that, you know, you're not necessarily wanting to just minimize terrible impacts. You're just wanting to set a figure that you know, if we're going to come back to this in 3 months, if we learn that our 40,000 has been stripped out, that 40,000 were taken, do we learn more than if we set it at 30 and had 30 taken?
That is one that we can debate over a long period of time. Let me back up and say something else about the data that we have in the stock assessment. Jim and I have been doing the stock assessment in various forms since 1993. It's been, I think, pretty stable in terms of our method since 1998. We can take all of the 23 targeted reef areas in the upstream area around Burwell's Bay, and we can recast all the information out there in terms of age structure. So if you believe my math, I can tell you how many bushels of seed, how many bushels of one-year-olds, and how many bushels of markets you have out there. And most all of the stuff that is markets is two-year-olds. If you actually wanted me to give you a quota for markets, I could do that as well, but we don't like to manage by quotas. What we're doing, in fact, turns out worked really well. If I go back and I do that calculation, then I've done that calculation based upon what we did for last year's stock assessment, and then I've fitted into that some mortality estimators based upon where we think disease has been. And again, we've got multiple years' worth of this data, so you can make a forward projection. 40,000 bushels of seed for this year doesn't give me a huge amount of heartburn.
Okay.
Okay.
Further questions?
Well, a comment. We did ask the staff to come up with a suggestions for a legislation change. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
Mm. That's okay.
Okay.
You already said it.
which individuals would have to present, and it would have to be an individual item, and with modifications made by the individual who would be presenting.
Right. Okay. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question for Jim, if I can.
And Roger, thank you very much.
Dr. Weston, I just wanted to ask about your thoughts on how effectively this catch can be controlled and monitored. You said there'd be a call-in system.
Yeah, I think
do you feel like that can be valid?
Very well here. So, I mean, it's new for this group of people, but but it's a 800 number, and they call in and give us what they catch. I personally think if it, based on what we've seen and what I've seen out there, there's hardly going to be any participation unless Maryland comes through. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thanks.
Let's move this. This is not a public hearing. It's an emergency regulation. The matter's before the commission for action. Mr. Fox.
I would move the staff's recommendation, which also is the SMAC's recommendation as well.
And that is per the regulation that's printed per 4 VAC 20-7, 20-10, with the quotas and everything. That's correct.
Yes.
Is there a second to that motion? Second by Mr. Palmer. Further discussion on the matter? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
One nay. Mr. Tankard. Now we need a motion by the commission to advertise for public hearing because this regulation is only good for 30 days.
I'll move.
So moved by Mr. Plumley, second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
One no. Mr. Tankard. Motion passes.
One more item that SMAC brought up that they wanted to consider for public hearing, and that was the start time for the hand scrapes. Since 2001, we've had a half hour for sunrise start time for hand scrapes. You can't start harvesting any gear until sunrise. For the dredge fishery, which now is only Tangier, and it was set up specifically for them, we allow them to leave the dock in Tangier and Pocomoke 1 hour before sunrise because in Tangier and Pocomoke, you're crossing such big sounds. In those areas, there are no private grounds, there are no sanctuaries, so transit in the dark has not been a big issue. Both the fishery staff and law enforcement is concerned with moving the hand scrape time start back to an hour as they requested.
I can understand.
We've had problems with poaching on our part of the bay. We have sanctuaries. We have a lot of people investing in private industry, and we're concerned about an extra half hour in the dark. So staff, even though it's a recommendation of the committee, would like it not to even be considered for public hearing at this time, but that was their request that it be advertised.
Advertised for public hearing?
They're asking for that.
Matters before the commission for discussion and action. For the record, I think staff's concerns are well-grounded based on my past experience. Matters before the commission. Mr. Fox and Mr. Tankard.
Well, based on the recommendation of the SMAC, I would move that we advertise for a public hearing.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Plumley. Second by Mr. Plumley. Further discussion?
Let me get myself straight here. Hold on.
Yep,
we're
going to
advertise.
This is a motion to advertise for public hearing. The advertise for public hearing a change in the time that would reduce or lengthen the amount of time the
harvester leave the dock with a hand scrape.
We make it
hour
earlier
instead of a half hour before sunrise.
Yeah. And there's some safety concerns here and poaching concerns.
Yeah, and just the flip side of it, I mean, so if there was an issue with not having enough time in the day, which just in observing them, there's very few people that stay out to two. We offered that we would gladly add a half hour at the end if they wanted that, but they were not interested.
Yeah, they were not interested in that. Surprised me.
Yeah, in light of that, though, in light of that, I don't see why we need to take
it. I can't
a public
support
hearing.
That motion.
Well, we've got a motion. We've got a second. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Second by Mr. Palmer. Motion fails.
That was one aye?
No, two.
Two
aye.
Two
aye. Mr. Palmer.
Plumley and Fox.